forward in the spirit, you are trying to catch something, then when you try to catch it, it shifts up. This time you are catching it. I said this time you are catching it. 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 Catch it in the name of Jesus. Storms were raging over Israel. He brought out David. Young David came out. Said, today I will cut off your head. Listen, I am here to cut off the head of every devil that are beholding you bound.
You are about listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church, Pastor Samuel Olatibosu.
It is with faith. If it is alone and includes no action, the Bible said, then that faith is dead. Meaning, if you say, I have faith in God, and you do not include action to that faith, you kill the faith. Faith on its own cannot work. You must learn to act out your faith. It is your action that gives life to your faith. And when you put action to your faith, miracle surfaces. Miracle surfaces. So it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no action, no action, then it is dead. Verse 18, please. But someone will say, one person has faith, another has actions, but my answer is, show me how anyone can have faith without actions, and then I will show you my faith by my actions. Meaning that you don't exhibit faith when action is not included. I will show you my faith by my action. The only way to display your faith is what? By your action. So your action is needed. And then the Bible says in verse 21. And in verse 21 it said, was our ancestors Abraham put right with God? How? It was through his actions when he offered his son Isaac on the altar. Can't you see? His faith and his actions worked together. Did you see? His faith and his action worked together. His faith and his action worked together. His faith was made perfect through his action. His faith was complete through his action. Please be fast. What's going on? His faith was made perfect through his action. He said, you see then, that it is by our actions that we are put right with God, and not by our faith alone. Meaning that it is not your faith alone. So then, he said, as the body without the spirit is dead, also faith without action is what? Is dead. Meaning that faith without action, apart from action, is dead. So no faith is alive until you put action to your faith. Your action to your faith is what gives life to that faith. And when your faith comes alive, is born. Action to faith. Action to faith. As you put action to everything you believe God for, I see the manifestation coming before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Why must you act your faith? Because through Jesus, God has made provision for your healings and miracles. This is why you must act your faith. The provision has been made. The miracle is already prepared. God is not just about to prepare it, He has prepared the miracle. Waiting for your faith and action. Every man's miracle awaits his faith and his action. So it is by acting on what you believe that God has done for you, this is what brings about the miracle. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. The Bible says, according as His divine power, as what? Has given unto us all things. Not He will give, He has given. Has given unto us all things that pertain to what? To this very life and godliness. He now said, through the knowledge of Him that has called us into glory and virtue, according as His divine power has given us all things. He has given us all things, meaning that His divine power has released our miracle, and you are here to experience that miracle. They are not here. I said they are not here. I said they are not here. According as His divine power has given. His divine power has given. His divine power has given. We are here to experience what His power gave. We are here to receive what the power gave. Through the same power. He has given us all things. Meaning that particular miracle you are looking for, the provision is already made. You are not to be looking for it. It's here. I said it's here. And you are going home with your own package. I say you are going home with your own package. Somebody's mind is not here. I say you are going on with your own packet today. His divine power has given. And that's why I used to say, take it. Why? His divine power gave it. His divine power gave it, so you must take it. So we are here tonight to take what His power gave. There is nothing you are looking for from God that His power has not given. And that is why we stir up the power of God to ensure you take what His power gave. He said, through the knowledge of Him that has called us into glory and virtue. He called us into glory, not into shame. He called us into glory, not into disappointment. He called us into glory, into lifting. His divine power did that for you. And since He said He has given us all things, you are taking that thing. I say you are taking that thing. Because that thing is part of the all things that he gave. It's part. Someone is going home with his miracle tonight. So what action must you take to receive your miracle? Because God has already prepared the miracle. God has prepared the miracle. All that is needed now is to take action and receive what belongs to you. So if I'm here coming to you to say, take it, you better take it. Why? The Bible says his power gave it. It's not your power. It's not your strength. You have tried it with everything within you to get it. You couldn't get it. Then God is saying, come and take it. Because it is not by natural power, neither is it by mind, but by my what? Spirit. And that spirit is talking about the spirit of power. His divine power has given. If this thing can sink into your spirit, then your struggle is over. Did you hear what I said? Your struggle is what? It's over. His divine power has given us what? All things, excluding your own. It's your own apart. I said it's your own apart. It's your own inclusive. Did you believe that his divine power has given it? That are you ready to take it tonight? I said, are you ready to take it tonight? Jesus appeared before the grave of Lazarus. And then Mary came and said, if that you have been here, he wouldn't have died. And then Jesus said, have I not told you, if you can only believe, believe is you putting action to your faith. Only believe. You don't have to do anything. Only believe. And then act upon what you believe. Have I not told you, if you can just believe, if you can have faith in me and put action in what you believe in me about, you will see the glory of God. Have I not told you? Have I not told you that the race is not for the swift, not the battle for the strong, nor favor for men of skill? Have I not told you that it is only to believe and believe and believe and believe and believe? Remember, the Bible told us why the serpent was beating the Israelite. The brazen serpent was lifted up. And what did Moses say? Just look. Looking at that brazen serpent that is lifted up is more than enough. They were beaten with the serpent, but Moses said, act your faith out if you believe in God. Look, and then you will live. Look, and then you will live. And God is telling you today that have faith. Put action in your faith, and then your faith comes alive. Your miracle is submitted. Somebody's living here with a miracle, I repeat. What action must you take to receive your miracle? Action is what is needed. Take action is what is needed. There is always an action to take. After you have heard it from God, that there is a provision for you as regards to what you're looking for. Action. You believe it, you have faith in it, you take action. So what action must you take? Number one, don't take no for an answer. Number one, for another. If you need a miracle, then stand. stand on the yes of God than the no in your mind. Stand for the yes of God than the no of the devil. Because God has said yes to your miracle. It is your yes clashing with the yes of God that brings about the miracle. It's an action. Don't take no for an answer, because God has said yes as your answer. God has given his answer, and God's answer will stand forever. God's answer is constant forever. God's answer is it cannot be changed. Not by your circumstances. No matter the no of the devil, you can stand on the yes of God. You can insist on the yes of God. You can stay with the yes of God. Why? God said yes. What did God say? What did God say? So when the devil said no in your mind, what should you say? Yes. Because he said yes to it. He said yes to it. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, the Amplified Version. He said, for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. All the promises of God in Christ. The Amplified said, they are all answered what? Yes, yes, yes. So through him, we say amen to the glory of God. The promises of God in the Old Testament, they used to think, could it be yes or no? But in the New Testament, in Christ, God said yes, yes, yes. So Jesus coming to the earth is the yes of God for your life, is the yes of God for your miracle, is the of God that you are coming out of the challenge, is the yes of God that you are receiving your miracle, is the yes of God that you will be lifted, is the yes of God that you will receive your good news, is the yes of God that things are changing for you. Yes. If he says no in your mind, tell him yes. Why? All the promises of God, they are all yes, 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 yes. And God is saying yes every day. So when you wake up in the morning, there is a yes to the promise of God in your life. You don't have to go and start asking, oh God, what are you saying? Yes is what he said. If you can find it in his word, that is his yes. In Christ, yes. And how do you respond? Amen. And what is amen? So be it according to thy word. So be it unto me. Every yes of God that you have seen with your eyes in his word are coming to you as a miracle from tonight. Shaka pakata baba la bala mash. Don't take no for an answer. God will not change. He is the same yesterday when he said so. He is the same still today. He has not changed. And we continue to be the same, the same. God is what? The same, 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 the same. No matter your challenge, he's the same. Tonight, the yes of God is playing out in your life. I said the yes of God is playing out in your life. What action must you take to receive your miracles? Number two, listen to special instructions. It's another action. Listen to what? To special instructions. For everyone who got his healing or miracles, they receive an instruction from Jesus. There is always an instruction you must obey for you to have your miracle. Listen to special instruction from God. Thank you, Lord. For every miracle, for anything you receive from God, there is always an instruction to obey. There is a special instruction from God. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Romans 8 14. It said, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? They are the sons of God. As many that take instruction from the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you say, I have faith that my miracle is come, then the next thing is to receive instructions from God. In Matthew chapter 12 verse 13, the Bible told us about a man that was healed, you know, having a withered hand. And when the man came to Jesus, the man had faith, he came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to the man, stretch forth your hand. When the man had the faith to be healed, he wasn't healed. But after he obeyed what the master said, it was when his miracle came. Meaning there is always an instruction from God. Always an instruction from God. He had faith to be healed, but that's not enough. Stretch forth your hand, the miracle came. Do you remember the blind man also? The Bible told us about the blind man in John chapter 9 verse 7. After the man came to Jesus, Jesus anointed the man's eyes with the clay soil. Despite the anointing on the eyes of the man, the eyes never got open. Despite the faith of that man on that anointing, the eyes never got open. But Jesus said, go and wash. It was after obeying the instruction, the eyes opened. Why? Because faith, when it's alone, is dead. Faith needs your action for results to happen. The woman with the issue of blood, the Bible told us, the woman said, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, let me just touch his garment, I will be whole. The woman had faith to be healed. When she said so to herself, she wasn't healed. But as soon as she began taking actions, the angel of the Lord went on guard. And as soon as she touched, that's an action. It was the action she put in it that gave that faith life. And then the life in that faith produced the miracle. Your action in what God said is what determines your miracle. Jesus was passing by and saw a man lying down for 38 years. 38 long years just in one spot. And then Jesus went to the man. Will you like to be healed? The woman began to complain. The man began to complain. I do not find anyone to push me into the pool. Anytime this Jesus was asking a question, he started complaining. Notwithstanding, Jesus said, arise, take up your bed, and what? And walk. And then suddenly, the Bible says, the man arose, took his bed, and suddenly began to walk. It was when he put action to his faith in Jesus that made the miracle come. Your action is important to your faith. If you said, I have faith, then it is by action we know. What are your actions? Your corresponding action. Is your action corresponding to the faith you have? If the Bible said, by his stripes you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. By his stripes you have been healed. And you see that. And then suddenly an instruction is not given, just like I told us yesterday. Now that it is shown that I am happy here, what am I still doing here? You start acting based on the faith you have. So it is your action that give birth to the miraculous through your faith. Your action. Acting out your faith. Acting out your faith. I was passing by one day and someone was lying down sick. I just branched because I knew the person. So what's the problem? It's fever. So are you ready to be healed? He said, yes, I'm ready. And then I said to him, touch my clothes. That's all I said. Touch my clothes. And as soon as he touched the clothes, I said, you are healed. I stood up and left the shop. The next day, I was on the bike towards the same road. The one lying down on the ground in his shop shout, Pastor, I say, yes, I can see you are healed. Glory to God. And went my way. Miracles becomes natural. Why? Because they put action to their faith. I wasn't around one day and then somebody called and said, sir, I have a very serious stomach ache, as though I would die. If nothing happens now, I don't know what happened. I said, go to the church where I do stand on the altar. Lie down there. Put your tummy on where my foot used to stand. Just let your tummy touch. And then she said, yes. And she ran to the church. And then as soon as as soon as the tummy touched, it was like a string pulled out of her, totally whole, free. Putting action to faith. I was in the house one day, a lady with negative blood came to the house. I touched her, prayed for her, the name of Jesus. And then while she was on her way going, she said she had a voice say to her, go for a checkup. She was on her way going home. And then she turned from there straight to the hospital. Please, doctor, check me. He said, but I've checked you before. You have been here. We already understand. Check me again. Is it not my money I will pay? Your own is to do test. My own is to pay. So I'm ready to pay. Let me waste my money. Do it again. And then they took the blood sample and did the test, and the doctor became confused. Listen to me. What will happen in your life that will make your enemies, put your enemy into confusion, is about to happen to you tonight. Action to your faith. Action to your faith. Like Bro Toby was sharing the testimony yesterday that I touched his leg because, you know, the leg was pain. I didn't touch his leg. I slapped the leg. I'm not leg toucher. I'm a leg. I slap anything. Slap people. Did I touch your leg? I didn't touch your leg. Don't try to romance the testimony so that people will not think I'm wicked. Amen. Tell them the way it happened. What is wrong with your leg? Sir, pain. I even told him, go and lead prayer. He was here with limping and leading prayer at the same time. Limping. And then by the time we are done, come. And then I gave the leg. Slapped it. Hit it on the ground. Hit it on the ground. And hit it, hit it, hit it. Now check it again. Walk around, the pain disappeared. Action to faith is because he had faith and then put action to it. Some people will tell them, now what? Pastor, sir, you don't understand. I know where this thing is coming from. You can't be, Pastor, if I go and carry the leg and something has happened to me, then I'll just laugh. Within me, I know there is no faith. And when there is no faith, no action. Once you have faith, you will always want to act. It is your action that gives birth to the miracle. Corresponding action, not the action that is negating your faith. Are you getting my point? I say, are you getting my point? There are actions that kills faith. There are actions that gives life to faith. So if an action can give life to faith, there are other actions that kills the faith, that could kill the faith. So for your faith not to die, you must give action. Action. Somebody say action. Somebody say action. Action to your faith. Action to your faith. As you put action to your faith today, everything you have been hoping to get will line up before your doorstep this very month. What did the Bible say about Abraham? In Romans chapter 4 from verse 20 down, the Bible said that Abraham staggered not in his faith. He staggered not in his faith. He did not shake in his faith, but he was strong in faith. Through unbelief, he didn't stagger, but he was strong in faith. What action that showed the strength of his faith? The Bible said, giving glory to God. That's an action. That's an action. That's what time I like us to say, glory! Because it's an action to faith. Giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God. What did God say to him? God brought Abraham and said, look up to the stars. So shall thy seed be. And the Bible says, he staggered not, but he was strong in faith. Doing what? Giving glory. Giving glory. Giving glory. In that situation, what should you be doing? Giving glory. That's why we worship God. Anytime you worship God in church, what are you doing? Giving glory. You are strengthening your faith before God. Giving glory. You are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. What are you doing? Giving glory. You are showing the strength of your faith. And it is this action that gives birth to the miracle. Did you hear what I just said? Giving glory. There are some things that God will tell you, or there are some words that will be released over you, that all you could do is just to be giving glory. Are you getting my point? While you are giving glory, all other ones may also come. God might be giving you further instruction within your spirit. Do this, do that. And while you are doing this, doing that, you are doing what also? Keep giving glory to God. You are still giving glory to God. Put in action to your faith and not complaining. Action to your faith. Action to your faith. Like we're going to hear a testimony today of a man after this service, of a man who was brought down from village with crutches. And what happened to the man? The man put action. Action. Did you believe? Yes, sir. Did you believe? Yes, sir. This I just told you. Did you believe it? He said, yes, sir. Prayed upon. Stand up. In the name of Jesus. The man looked at me. I said, stand up. Glory to God. There is somebody here. Every word that God speaks into your life today, you shall begin to see the manifestation today. I didn't hear you. I said you shall begin to see the manifestation today. That's why when it's time to worship God, give glory to God in expectation of the manifestation. Give glory to God. Give glory to God. Obeying instruction is very important. And then number three, as we round up. Thank you, Father. What action must you take to receive your miracle? Number three, expect the impossible to happen. Did you hear me? I said, they are not hearing me. I said, did you hear me? Expect what? The impossible. Humanly, expect it to happen. Expect it. Expect it. And I told us yesterday that your expectation, what does it mean? It means to God that you are serious. When you are expectant, it means to God that you are serious. It means to God that you are ready to receive something. Your readiness and your seriousness is needed, because God will only divert to serious people, because he's a serious God. God looks for ready people because he's a ready God. God is not trying to prepare something. He has prepared it. They are ready. And they are only ready for the ready. Once you are ready, God is ready. When you are not ready, he is still ready, waiting for your readiness. Once you say, God, it is today. It is today. Jacob, I will not let you go. Today, my answer must come. Today, a miracle must drop. You are going nowhere. This vigil is not going to end. I must take my home today. I must take my home today. I was in a meeting when my father and the Lord, the meeting of my father and the Lord, I was there with my wife. And then I went there. I was asking the Lord for something. And then I said, Lord, this one meeting will not pass. This man must say something to me. I didn't tell him anything. I just sat down within the crowd. Lord, today will not go. And then it got to the time for manifestations. He was moving around. Moving. When he got to where I was, I said, Lord, never. This one, never. Today is my day. He passed and went a bit and came back. After coming back, sir, good. Today is my day. He passed again. I said, never. Hey, you must say something to me today. God, I must hear something from you today. Today is today. And then he passed again. I said, Lord, today, Lord. And then he came back again. And the third time, he just turned to me. You were expectant. Ah! What else again? Raise my hand. Lay hands upon me. I didn't know where I was after that time. I was already gone under the power. By the time I woke up, I was looking for my phone, looking for everything. Everything scattered. I didn't know what happened. Because I was ready to receive. God is looking for a ready heart. Can any man fight with? Can any man hold God? But God allows Jacob to hold him. I will not let you go. I will not let. It's because God has already orchestrated it that he will win. He will purposely allow him to win because of his readiness of heart. Don't come to meetings with unreadiness. Don't come to meetings with unseriousness. Don't come because you saw a message. Come because you want to receive. The presence of God is the place where you receive. You receive. This is the receiving place. Are you getting me? This is the what? This is the collecting avenue. That's why we call it power sanctuary. Because according as his divine power has what? Giving us all things. He gave us, so we are taking it. Once you have the knowledge that he gave this thing, hiya, what should you do? Take it. Don't struggle. Some of you, when you are taking it, you are still thinking, after taking it, I will still go back to my zero level. After taking it now, I will still go back. Your mind is going backward. That spirit of backwardness must depart from you today. You know, there are spirits that makes you feel there is something else you must still do and do and do and do and do and do and do after you have taken. There is nothing like that. Believe, ye receive them, and you shall what? And you shall have them. Believe, you receive them. The receiving there is of the spirit, and you shall have it is of the natural. The manifestation of what you receive. If you don't receive, you cannot have. You can't have then receive. You have to receive first then have. Somebody is receiving something this night. I said, it's receiving something this night. And what you receive will manifest in the name of Jesus. You must expect the impossible to happen. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, it's under condition. If thou canst believe, all things according as his divine power has given us what? All things. He now say, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him, not to us. Did you hear me? Not to us. It's not a collective matter. It is a private matter. So when you come to church, you came on your own. You didn't come with your friends. Because it's possible for you to come with a friend. The friend will receive you, go empty. All things. That means all things, including that thing. His what? Possible to him, not to us. Not to us. Not to us, but to him. To him. That what? That what? That what? That what? That believed all things. That means in this atmosphere, all things are possible. Everything is possible. Did you hear what I said? I believe it that all things are possible. There are people who say that until your ministry becomes 1,000, that's when you can tell a man that is crippled to rise up and walk. I don't believe in that too. I walk by revelation. What I have received, it has nothing to do with numbers. It has everything to do with me, myself. And I'm telling you today that everything you are looking for, if you will not doubt, if you will not doubt in your heart, if you will leave this place saying God said yes, and it is yes, it is yes. I said it is yes, and it must be yes. I stand on the yes. The promise is yes, and it is yes. Shout it like a madman. When you want to receive from God, you don't start doing jelenke. It's not a jelenke matter. Let me be mad receiving it, and I will comport myself after having it. Anyhow, I must receive today. I'm not looking at anything. Let your one leg of your shoe fling to the left, the other one to the right. What you are wearing, everything scatter. It doesn't matter. When God is arranging your life, anything may scatter outside, but let things be arranged inside. I was leading some three people to Christ one day, and I put food on fire. And the thing, it became burnt offering. You understand burnt offering? Smoke was coming out from the kitchen. I was still speaking. You see, you have to be born again. It's very important. You see, the Bible says, and I smoke in the kitchen. And the person says, sir, the kitchen is catching fire. I said, let that one catch fire. So long you are not going to catch fire, I want to save you from eternal fire. That one is more important than the fire in the kitchen. I was so mad about getting souls into the kingdom. I was still talking. So as I am saying, I'm going to the kitchen. As I am saying, you see, you have to, according to John chapter 5 verse 10, are you hearing me? Yes, sir. Okay. And I was still talking because I don't want to leave the flow. I came by here. So are you? He said, which kind of man is this? I said, when it comes to things like this, I'm always mad. That's why no devil will be spared tonight. Except you want to spare them, no problem. You want to spare them? You want to spare them? Jesus was not spared. They nailed him on the cross. He was beaten that you may be packaged. They scattered his body that you may be whole. They spat on him that you may be washed. They naked him that you may be clothed. God didn't spare him, so I won't spare the devil. Whatever it takes for the devil to depart in your life, Jesus will do it tonight. Man, yours may not be devil, your own may be something you want to receive. Whatever it takes, that sacrifice on the cross of Calvary will not go in vain in your life. When they told me about that man with crutch, I said the sacrifice of Jesus will not go in vain. You know, we are in the age whereby some people have said, why was this man born blind? You remember? Is it because of his father's sin or his mother's sin? They are still doing it today. Why are you passing through the heart? Your forefathers, your ancestors that have been buried, you have to now go to the grave. And you'll be thinking they are saying something very serious and wonderful. Go to the grave and go and confess. Go and carry echo that you should just sit down in your house and grudge the thing and say, Father, thank you. This was the same thing they were asking Jesus. Why is this man born blind? Is this his father? So he said, no. It is not because his father sinned or his mother. But do you want to tell me the father and the mother, they are not sinners? They have never sinned before. I said, have they never sinned before? They are the saints, Abby. They are the cleanest people. They are even more than the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But Jesus said, it is not their sins, but that the name of the Lord should be glorified. That the glory of God is not in Lazarus dying. The glory of God is in Lazarus rising from the dead. The glory of God is not for a man to be blind, but for his eyes to be open. The glory of God is not for a man to be naked, but for him to be covered. Everyone who has been naked in his dream, there is somebody here. You have seen, one of your shoes was missing in your dream. It is found today. Shalabadabalabala. Eshikahatahati. Ejumblakitaparabahatia. That property they took from you. Shantik aparia gadabadabadabadaba. I render whatever is done on it ineffective over your life. Shakatalabalabalabalabalabala. Your nakedness is covered. 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 Shatapalabalabalaba. Because of what Jesus did, the sacrifice of Jesus will not go in vain. Never, never is why we are here, to deal with the devil. If you will permit me, we will deal with that devil. Your level must change. A miracle must happen. Remember a miracle. What is it? I told us about a miracle is God bypassing natural process to give your answers to you. God is not a respecter of your senses. Neither is he a respecter of seasons. In doing miracle, tonight something will drop in your hand. I said something will drop in your hand. Yeah, 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 yeah. I said something will drop in your hand. Is somebody ready? All right. So pray. Now we are going to worship God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't want to begin this. There is a lot God is telling me, but I want us to worship God first. I want us to hear a testimony and worship God, and I will come back for the miraculous. That's going to be the time for miracles. Then a lot that I am seeing, I will start saying them. I'm be canceling some things. I'm be releasing some things to you. Please, anything released on you today, you better catch it. You are here to take. Are you hearing me? I said, are you hearing me? You are here to what? You are here to what? To take, to take, to take, to take. Keep taking and taking and taking. What, even if it is for, go and borrow vessels. Did you remember? The prophet said, borrow more vessels, gather not a few. Because the power of God that will elongate, that will improve and increase this oil, it will keep increasing based on the vessels you have. Expand and enlarge your heart. Because tonight, by the time we are done this night, someone will look at you and say, something has just happened to this person. Something happened. Something. Where did you go? Where did you go? Then your case will be like Elisha. Elisha went with Elijah, the prophet. And then they crossed the Jordan. And then the Bible says, when you see me. Before I go, if you can just see me. What you requested for will be given you. And the Bible said he saw him and said, my father, I see. When he said, my father, he now said the chariots of fire and the horsemen. You know why he said so? Just to prove that I saw you and I see everything. Let me mention what I saw. So he mentioned it. Then Elijah looked back. Ah, it's true, you saw something. Take it. What did he do? Take it. If you can see me, you will take it. What did Elisha do? I will not let you go. I will not leave you alone. He kept on following me. He said, God is sending me to. He said, no way. Let's go there. Let's go. I'm going nowhere. They asked him, did you know that your master will be taken away from you? Like so many people that are supposed to be here. Did you know that Okada now, they have stopped Okada from riding from 6 o'clock? How will you go for the vigil? You better sit there at home and sleep. Because the devil saw their miracles. I will come. In fact, I will come. I will come. And then the devil began to whisper. But when the other prophet was telling him, did you know they will tell you? He said, keep quiet, shut up. I know. And he continued. And then the Bible, after the Jordan parted and Elijah left, he took the mantle, took it into two, and then marched straight to the Jordan. Shalabalaba. Somebody's marching to his Jordan today. Labakata labalabalaba. Kalabaramatakata. With the word of the prophet, someone is marching to his Jordan today. Your Jordan is parting today. And then the Bible says, all the prophets that saw him come this time after parting Jordan, as soon as they saw him, they said, surely the spirit of Elijah has rested on Elisha. And what next happened? The Bible says, and they bowed themselves. Listen to me. Whatever I've said no to you before, tonight, by this unction, they will bow to the yes in your mouth. Man taka pata la ba la ba da ba da ba da ba. Shaka ta 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 ta. Shaka ta 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 ta. They have been saying no. This time, by miracle power of God, we change everything. I said we change everything. I said we change everything. I said we change everything. Shaka ta 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 ta. There is somebody here. There is a devil that used to follow you all around. Anywhere you're going. Follow you anywhere. You're just going. They're following you. Following you. Presently now, they are waiting for you outside. But by the time we are done with this meeting, you will not find them again. Because I'm going to release fire on them today. Fire today. Okay, let's enter the miracle. Let's enter. There is fire in this place. Prodigy. Is the fire of the Holy Ghost. There is fire in this place tonight. Shalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab
is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn.
Shalabalabalabalaba.
There is fire in this place. Is the fire of the Holy Ghost. There is fire in this place.
Lakatalabalaba
tonight. Shalabalabalabalaba. There is fire in this place. Is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Shalabalabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabad
the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Fire.
There is fire in this place.
Fire.
Tonight. Shalabalabalabalabalabalaba. There is fire in this place.
Fire.
Is the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Shalabalabalabalabalabala. There is
something is happening right now. Fire is burning right now. Fire is burning right now. Fire is consuming right now. Fire is destroying right now. Fire is scattering right now. Shalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalabalab
Shalabala balabala.
Coming. You don't understand, but it will suffice. It does not need your sense. God does not need seasons. A debt is canceled right now. Right now. Right now. You have an outstanding debt. It's canceling tonight. This night. This night. I am seeing God putting a cross on the debt. I see it like this, a cross mark on the debt, and that means canceled, 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 meaning miraculously you just receive a call, the debt is canceled. Who is that person? Who is that person? Financial miracle. Financial miracle, and then debt being canceled. It is this ground, this year. You are taking abundance now, 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 now. Whatever has been stopping the flow must let go. Must let go. The flow of financial miracles, whatever is holding down the flow, must let go. Power, 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 power. Shalabalabalabalabalaba. Shilabalabalabalaba. Whatever is holding the flow must let go. Must let go. Must let go. Keep beating, I understand. Keep beating. Just gently, gently. Shalabalabalaba. Must let go. This is season for financial miracle. Ah. There is somebody else here. I'm hearing job establishment and enlargement. Kai. Job establishment and enlargement. Financial miracle. Whatever is stopping the flow must let go this night. I release fire now. I release fire now for the flow to happen. I release fire, fire. Let fire go now and begin to clear up the way. Clear up the way. Clear up the way. Shalabarama. Mantabalabalabalama. Financial abundance, financial miracle. If what you want, there are two things here. The one for debt is different, but the one for financial miracles. Miracles mean, financial miracle means you don't have any debt, but you need a lift in the, you know, a lift financially. There is going to be a flow. Then the one that is having debt, canceled. Canceled. Financial flow. Financial miracles. You need a financial miracle, raise up your hand. I know that's almost, it's almost everybody that needs that. Somebody's taking it. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't let her fall on anything. Shikabalabalaba. Shikalaba. See, as I'm talking now, some of you, your eyes are closed, but your inner eyes is open. You are seeing something. You are seeing the dollar. You are seeing the money come. You are seeing a spray of money on you. It's a picture that the anointing is bringing. The anointing gives insight to miracles. The anointing reveals to you what he is doing. Raise up your hands and catch it. Raise up your hands and catch it. Even at midnight, somebody will receive call. At midnight, in the night, the king will not be able to sleep until you are called. Until you are called. Until. Until you are called upon, the king will not sleep. The king will not sleep. The king will not sleep. The king is awake because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Mantala balaba. Shalabalabalabalaba. Shalabalabalaba. Take it. In the name of Jesus. Come. Raise up your hands. Shiga balabalaba. Eteke suprahasete. Ele globakati magana makatoka. Ableandia glabra katalaba. How many are ready to step into their millions? Before this year is over, something can still happen. Higher. Money will not be a problem for you again. Shalabalabalabalaba. God is talking to somebody here. You are here. The problem you have, money. God is saying to you, money will no longer be your problem again. Take it in the name of Jesus. Let it flow on you. Let it flow on you. Shalabalabalaba. Intelebalabalabala. Shalabalabala. Shalabalabalabalaba. Money will not be your problem. Never. Shalabalabalabalabalaba. Shalabalabalabalabalaba. Shalabalabalabalaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There is debt on your neck. Debt on your neck. the wife of a prophet met another prophet and said, my husband is dead. He's a prophet, but hell was having a lot of debt. So how do I come? Because those we are owing, they are coming after my son. And then Elijah said, what did you have in your house? That little you have in your hand. Listen. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Jesus multiplied to multiples. And fed what? 5,000 men. Apart from what? The women and children. And 12 extra basket full. You know the meaning of that? Thou anointed my head with abundance, and my cup overflows. Gushed out. Somebody is about to receive an overflowing financial abundance. Are you ready? Are you ready? Take it. Jesus, take it. 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 Receive it now. Is on you. 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 Mantala bala 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 bala. There is a flow now. There is a flow now. Shala bala bala bala. Shala bala. Oh, it's overflowing. God's presence in my life. Oh, as you are singing it, your depth, God is tearing it, tearing it, tearing it. Please sing it from the depth of your heart. What you say is what you see. And God said, and God saw. As you sing it from the depth of your heart, something is happening in the spirit realm, and it will manifest this very week, this very season, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, it's overflowing. God's blessing in my life. Oh, it's overflowing. Kayaba, God's blessings every day. Oh, close your eyes and see the overflow on you. God's blessings in my life. Oh, he's overflowing. Yes, Lord. God's blessings every day. Oh, yes, Lord. He's overflowing. God's blessings in my life. Oh, shalabalaba is overflowing. Yes, Lord. God's blessing every day. I'm walking. I'm walking. Yes, Lord. In the spirit, in abundance. In abundance, yes, Lord. In the spirit, yes, Lord. Every day I'm walking in abundance, in abundance, in the spirit. In the spirit, every day I'm walking in the spirit, in abundance, yes, Lord. Every day, say it louder. I'm walking in the spirit. Shalabalaba, in abundance. Every day, yes, I'm walking. I am in abundance in the spirit. Every day I'm walking, I'm walking. Say it louder. In the spirit, in abundance. Every day I'm walking, I'm walking higher. In abundance in the spirit. Every day.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
He's overflowing God's blessing in my life.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yes. He's overflowing
God's blessing every day.
Oh,
he's overflowing God's blessing in my life.
Oh,
he's overflowing God's blessing every day.
Three more time.
Oh, he's overflowing God's
blessing in my life.
Oh, he's overflowing God's blessing.
Prophetically, release it again.
Oh,
he's overflowing. Higher. God's blessing. Yes, Lord. In my life.
Oh,
he's overflowing.
God's blessing. Every
one more time.
Oh,
yes.
He's overflowing.
In my love.
Oh, he's overflowing
God's blessing every day.
Thank you, Father. Raise up your hands, everybody. There is somebody here. You want to venture into agriculture. Agriculture in a large scale. Agriculture in a large scale. There is somebody here. When I say somebody, does not mean one person. Somebody can mean everybody. Somebody can mean 10. When I say there is somebody, it may not be just one person. But I'm seeing a farmland, a large farmland. And I see someone planting in those lands to yield. Agriculture, you want to venture into it. God is about to empower you today. Power in the name of Jesus. Receive power to go into it now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is another person here. You have a shop, but your shop is empty. Empty. Almost as though nothing is there. Maybe something just little, but like empty. It's more or less like empty. And you are here. I see the angels of the Lord bringing in the desire of your heart concerning that shop. You have the shop as an act of faith, and now you want things to enter. There is even some of you here, maybe you want to sell things there. You really want to sell things there. But there are devils fighting the shop not to grow. Today, I release the fire of God upon any devil, every incantation. The Bible said there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. And God is sending me to cancel enchantments and divination that have been spoken as a curse upon upon your shore. Raise up your hands, everybody. And there may be somebody hearing me on internet right now. You are in the same category of what I'm saying right now. I'm about to declare fire upon those courses, and then fill your shops and your establishment with goodies. Those are the two things. Are you ready now? Raise up your hands. Shalabalabalabalabalabala. Shatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat nation that have been spelled upon your shop, nor upon your establishment, let that enchantment cut fire. Of the Holy Ghost. Fire! I declare your establishment free, free, free in the name of Jesus. And I declare from now, every empty establishment be filled in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. I said be filled. Be filled. It is done. I'm seeing footsteps. I'm seeing footsteps. Every trap that is set before you, your foot will not enter. Your foot will not enter. And from now, when you pass through any land that is cursed, from now on, you shall trample on snakes and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and they shall by no means hurt you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. It is done. 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 Somebody shall glory. Somebody shall thank you, Jesus. Your liberation has come. Your miracle has surfaced. What you receive today will never be taken away from you. I say, we'll never be taken away from you. They shall manifest. You shall see them with your eyes in the name of Jesus. Somebody excited today? You believe you have received something? Are you sure? I said, are you sure? I'm not hearing your voice. Are you sure?
Listening to the senior pastor of City of Truth International Church with the mandate to deliver God's people from the oppressions of this dark age through the teaching and preaching of the word of truth.
I declare it ever right now! Raise up your hands, the power of God is coming upon you wherever you are.
To listen to more of our messages, visit our YouTube channel at City of Truth International Church or our Telegram channel at City of Truth. To follow and contact us on our social media, you can visit our Facebook page at City of Truth International Church. God bless you. City of Truth, spreading the word of truth with power.